Come on to my house, in my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, in my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and apricot, I do.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us.
Takes everything I can not to go into people's carts at the grocery store. What are you doing eating that?
Today's guest is Chef Karen Phillips, and Karen is an instructor teaching classes about cooking for the food bank. Karen, how did you get started doing that?
I felt a need to use my skills. I wanted to teach people how to cook real food. I've been in the restaurant business my whole life. I had a little cafe in Eureka that I knew was time to go. So once I got rid of it, I took a rest. And when I came back, I decided I needed to teach people to cook. So I took myself to the food bank and said, here I am. Let's do something for the community.
And what did they say when you came in with that idea?
They said, that's great. Look at our little kitchen, and we have this little room smaller than this room we're in, and we'll just put people at these tables, and this isn't what I really had in mind. And then they had this wonderful woman named Jill, and Jill made the connection with the co-op.
Uh-huh.
And so they donate the space.
Uh-huh. They've got that great kitchen in there nowadays.
State of the art.
Yeah.
State of the art. It's set up with cameras.
Mm-hmm.
So people that aren't sitting in the front row can see what I'm doing on the front table. And then we have a camera that they can see what's going on the stove.
So when you think about people going into the food bank to get the food that is offered there, what sorts of things are in their boxes of food that you had to work with?
Usually there's a grain, and it's been white rice. I don't know why we don't do brown, but this is what the government's giving us. So there'll be a bag of rice or a can of beans, a can of vegetable, a can of fruit, and a can of protein. And usually it's chicken, tuna fish, or salmon.
So it sounds like a lot of things come in cans.
Lots of cans and lots of packages,
uh-huh.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And how about like cheeses? Because I always think of commodity.
Nope, no, not
no
anymore.
Cheese.
Not
oh,
anymore.
Okay.
That is what the government gives. That's the basic. It's even the peanut butter. You know, you get the peanut butter and cheese. You don't get that anymore.
Oh.
If you get cheese, it's coming from the community. It's coming from Cyprus. It's coming from the grocery stores, things that are, you know, going to be close to spoiling.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when they can get some dairy, milk, yogurt, that kind of stuff. Comes from the community.
Oh, okay. And so these are the sorts of ingredients that you have to work with. I know I've also heard about the gleaning program.
The gleaning program.
And so what time of year is that, and what sorts of things do you get from that?
Well, the fall, primarily because it's harvest season, but all year round people are growing things, and if there is an excess, they bring it to the food bank. So the government is only giving little things. Our community is giving big. There's tons of produce. And in the winter, like last week, it was potatoes, cabbages, apples, squash. And squash is something we do almost year-round in trying to get people to eat it and show them how to prepare it. So every class, I have squash. I have spaghetti squash. We have delicatos. We've got the butternuts. We've got the acorns. All these squashes that people are too intimidated. They don't know what to do with them. So I'll start right with how to cut them, how to clean them, various ways to cook them. Generally, I cook them in the oven. You can boil them, and for people that don't have kitchens, maybe they have a microwave, we show them, you know, you just give them every option of how to cook an item. Lately, with our squashes, like the other day, I had we made a curry dish, sweet potato, rice, pilaf, and we threw the apples and pears in it. So when the squash came out, I took a spoonful of that and put it in the squash. So there's a meal.
Uh-huh.
You know, two different things, very simple. The food bank has a new thing now where they let people go actually and take off the shelves what they want, what's available, which most of the stuff is coming from the community. Our food drives, the kids do food drives, the Christmas food drives, and what comes out of the grocery stores.
Mm-hmm. So thinking about, you know, people being maybe a couple generations from the time when maybe their family cooked whole foods,
mm-hmm.
like what you're doing, and ways of developing habits for people of using whole foods, what sorts of things have you found have worked that would have been like real big hits in the kitchen?
Well, just the vegetables and the fruits and cooking fruits and grilling fruits. I mean, they have a grill there too, so every now and then I'll turn that on and we'll grill fruits and vegetables. And just showing them all different ways of doing things gets the ideas and their juices flowing, and and oh yes, I've done this, and a lot of the class I want to be discussion. I want to hear what they have to say. I want to hear what they've done with these foods. I want to know what their mother did with these foods. And then there's the people that have no idea. And light bulbs go on left and right, and I have a lot of elderly people in there, and I'll say, did anybody learn anything? And they'll all nod and shake their heads. Yes, they've learned something. They picked up a little tip here and there. I'll tell people how to turn on the stove, you know, instead of going and blasting it on hot and burning everything, you know, and cooking in water, cooking in oil, cooking in the oven.
And just kind of breaking down some of those barriers of the fear of doing something wrong and just having success.
Right. And about the only thing you can do wrong is cut yourself or burn it. So,
yeah.
You know, we try to, you know, I give them lots of instructions and we're working with the knives and working with the heat and the hot oil, you know, how to heat things up.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of funny as you're talking, I'm thinking things that some people might have said were common sense, but really they're learned things that we maybe have learned either watching a parent, watching a grandparent cook, mm-hmm. or taking a home economics class, which is what it was called when I was in school, mm-hmm. and which no longer exist in a lot of schools because they've been cut from the budget.
That's true.
So what happens when some of these skills mm-hmm. are lost?
Mm-hmm. I've done some other work with the county and we went to different places and transition houses and people with the children and how they're going to feed them. And a lot of people have a good idea, but some people have just no idea.
Uh-huh.
And it takes everything I can not to go into people's carts at the grocery store.
Uh-huh.
What are you doing eating that?
Yeah.
Or I'll butt in if somebody's having a discussion and uh-huh. I'll tell them what I know.
Uh-huh.
I also do elder care and I take uh-huh. them shopping and they'll want to buy this processed food and I just turn around the package. And let's read the ingredients. Let's read that nutritional list. And I leave it so other people, when they come up, can see that instead of the front.
All right. Oh, you're a person who might go around and turn all the boxes around in a grocery store.
That's me.
Okay.
That's me. If you go and they're turned around, that's because uh-huh. I've been through and I want people to see what they're eating.
What are some of the foods that you've cooked that were really big hits? I know you said the roasted vegetables and a lot of the vegetable dishes. Is there a particular dish or combination that people were really surprised about?
Canned salmon.
What did you make with canned salmon?
I made patties.
Huh.
I beat an egg. I mixed it with the salmon. Maybe I put a little onion in it, maybe a little garlic, and breaded it and pan sautéed them.
Uh-huh.
And just... boom. People were like, wow, I just took it out of the can, heated it up, and fed it to my kids.
Yeah.
They want this little patty because it's got that little crisp, okay? Everybody wants that little crisp, that little fry. That's what, uh-huh. you know, people yeah. want.
It's and, got a little more texture
little
to
more
it.
A little more texture.
A little more flavor because mm-hmm. you've added a few simple things.
Just a little
things.
Onions and garlic, maybe some pepper, yeah. and you can put hot sauce, whatever. And that's what I tell people. I said, well, as far as seasoning goes, where do you want to eat? You want to eat in Europe? You want to eat in Asia? Do you want to go south of the border? All you have to do is change your seasoning.
A few little spices here and there, and you can mm-hmm. change a whole meal.
Change a whole meal, yeah.
That's great. Is there anything else that you would like to share with the people who are listening today about cooking and using limited foods to create more complex dishes and more interesting foods?
Well, just not to be afraid to read all of our newspapers, and of course everybody's online now, but there's so many recipes out there, and just I pick up cookbooks and read them like a novel. I just read them, and you get things. I don't know everything, and I hope I never know everything. That's that's life, right? We're always learning, and I happen to have good taste buds, and I can recreate things just from my knowledge of flavors and textures and things. So that's fun, trying to get that across to folks and just using the same ingredients in making a soup, making a salad, making a casserole or, you know, saying, and this is it. This is the food we got at the food bank.
Uh-huh.
And look at all the different things that we could make out of the same bag of ingredients. So it's pretty, that's fun. That's what's fun for
me.
It's
fun and tasty. That sounds delicious.
It is.
This is Jennifer Bell, and thank you so much, Chef Karen Phillips, for coming in and talking to us today.
My pleasure.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and apricot, I do.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call our listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden, and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU and KHSR for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.